All right, welcome back, Nation. Segment here. Is it a mistake for the Cowboys to do this projected contract with George Pickens? I have a couple of questions here for you. I don't know if it's a good idea. I think I'm fixing to go in and commit both feet on this idea. And when they have a great offense again, but they can't stop anybody, just remember who told you first. Matter of fact, I think keeping George Pickens might just be good for TV ratings and sales. I don't know if it's getting them any closer to winning. And I hate to say it because I might be the biggest GP fan at this station. Huge fan of him. I wouldn't be opposed to dealing CD and keeping GP. Let me say it like that. You know, I just think that for this team that is so obsessed with managing the salary cap conservatively, this is a massive opportunity to free up a bunch of money, get more picks, and actually rebuild the defense. But once you put pen to paper with GP, long-term deal or franchise tag, I don't see them, you know, saying, and we're going to get a linebacker and an edge rusher and a right tackle and a corner. So if you got to choose, the way to do it is with roster balance. Nobody's winning with a top-five offense and a bottom-ten defense. Like, the minimum historically is average. And they're quite a ways away from average defensively. So at 877-881-1053, I'll give you the roster projection or the contract projection here in just a second. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I've been flirting, been sniffing around this topic, asked it as a question a couple of times, but now that we are here in the offseason and the full scope of how bad this defense is upon us, I saw Nick Harrison. I think he might be low. 4 years, $120 million. If I'm George Pickens and David Mulligetta right now, I do got to defer to Harris. You know, he might have a better nuanced understanding of this. He might have a report on what could get this done, like a genuine report. It's not just his gut, but my gut's telling me that's about $20 million short. I think I need 4 and 140 if I'm George Pickens. I mean, this cap is only going up. By the time we get to 2028, 2029, that $30 million is going to be very low compared to where to the top of this wide receiver market is going. But, even if it's a team-friendly deal, you know, even it's still $30 million. I really want to spend that on the defense if I can help it. That's where I'm at. Leave your name and city you're texting from if you want to get in on this conversation. It really comes back to the fact that the Cowboys have a very conservative cap strategy.
Right. They're not like a team like the Eagles or the Rams or somebody that'd be like, okay, we're going all in right now and we're gonna overpay for a bunch of things and mortgage the future.
Come on, bring it.
They're not down for that. So I totally get where you're coming from on this one. And as much as I love George Pickens as well, if you can do a tag and trade situation where you're getting at least a first round pick for him, I mean, I'd be totally fine with that.
I mean, they couldn't even build a good defense with George Pickens counting as $3 million or $2 million against the cap. How are we going to add $27 or $28 million to the cap on another wide receiver and say, yep, now we're going to have the resources to do this? And it sucks because you want to have star players, and certainly you don't get closer to the top by giving away good players. But when you're not that close and you have a gaping hole defensively, three or four gaping holes defensively, you also need safety. Okay, we need a lot of good
Watch
players.
Watch the stack today.
Yeah, we talked. We did go through some safeties.
We did. We went through some safeties. They had
they need to get a day two pick.
Yeah, they're gonna have to
get any of these guys, or you just. You kind of just take one.
We addressed it.
So last night we saw the Steelers' offense be complete butt.
Right.
You know why? They're the opposite of the Cowboys. They spend two-thirds of their cap dollars on defense. And, you know, that part of the Steelers team held up pretty well. Would they give up 14 points or 16 points on the defense?
Yeah, I mean, they allowed two defensive touchdowns, so absolutely. I mean, here's – the Pickens contract is fascinating. I mean, I knew when the Cowboys traded for him, the Steelers already drew a line that we're not paying you north of 25, and he wanted that. Then I was told his camp wants north of 30. If he were to get 35 – there's only two other receivers in the league, that's Chase and Jefferson, that are getting over 35. I can
Like right at 35?
Lamb's 34. At 34, okay. Right? And then you've got DK at 33, Garrett Wilson at 32.5. Those are the top five highest paid guys. George Pickens, this is the first time he's ever had over 63 catches in a season. First time he's ever had over five touchdowns in a season. Just the second time he's had over 1,000 yards in 4 years, and it's the first time he's had over 1,150 yards. That's what he had in his other best season in 2023. So I can just see, plus you have the stigma, which I don't think is fair, but I think exists amongst other NFL teams that don't know the player well enough, of some of the stuff and the baggage that the Steelers dealt with him. The Cowboys now know that, and everything that I've heard is he's been awesome in the locker room. He's really well-liked on the team. Dak loves him. He's got a great relationship with CD. He's been tremendous since he's been here. Some people will push back and say, like, yeah, but he's looking for a payday. So is he on his best behavior? Well, you have the incident that happened in Vegas, and so he sits out the first drive. But I can see teams pushing back, like, dude, you can want 35. We're not giving that to you.
Even 30, though? Even 30 for a team that desperately needs to rebuild its defense?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. See, here's my thing. If I could be guaranteed, if the Cowboys say we're not doing this, and I'd still love to tag and trade because I need to do something with that asset, and now I'm using it to try and also team build by adding picks, and I'll trade him to Buffalo, a team we've talked about, or whoever, Baltimore, whatever team we want to discuss, and try and get a third-round pick back or a second-round pick, whatever I can get. I need to know for sure that the Cowboys then will use the added resources to fill out the roster on defense. I don't know that they will do that. Jerry says that they will. Jerry talks about busting the budget. I think Jerry wants to. Do the other people, as we've talked about, the consensus, the other voices, agree with that? Or will they look at the rest of the salary cap? You can't sell me we moved Micah because we couldn't afford Micah, which is bull, because they were going to pay him. But you can't sell that and then not do anything with that money.
I love the idea that we moved on from Micah to get extra picks and more money. Now, if you did that with Micah, it makes sense with Pickens as well. You know, is it four or five players, considering how many needs the team has? I would love to believe it, but I think most people believe that wasn't for that strategic reason. That was the best explanation you could assign to the Micah thing, yeah, after things had gotten more difficult than you imagined they would be. I wanted to ask you as well. You know, we're all big fans of Pickens, right? We all like Pickens.
Yeah, of course.
Do you guys think on the other side of that contract we'll get even more casual games from him? Like, how much stock do you
That's
put in that as
plays.
A team builder? Yeah.
His demeanor is, or the play style is that of a guy who,
yeah,
is not, we've talked about this a bunch for 17 weeks. You know, people are like, oh, look at him. He's lazy in routes. He doesn't care. Watch his games.
He plays like that in the games he's dominating, too.
Yeah, he can have 130 yards, and he can run routes exactly like that. You just, when you watch him play every week, you almost get used to his pace in the way he plays. So it's not surprising. It's surprising that on a Thursday night game, everybody was ripping him about his play style. But that's how he plays. So yeah, it's not with a great sense of urgency unless the ball is going his way. Then it turns into a sense of urgency.
Yeah, I think you just got to take the good with the bad there.
They know the guy now.
Yeah.
They absolutely know the player.
And it now, seems like he likes football. Maybe there's some focus issues every now and then, but you look at the entirety of the season, it was an incredible year, and I would bet that more of those are going to happen.
I think he does really love playing the game. And I think he loves the competitive aspect of it. I just don't think he's cool with all the rules and stuff. I don't think he's cool with curfew and meeting times and stuff like that. I think he's kind of like, listen, I'll show up and play, and I'll get you your 130 yards every week. You know, just let me be. And I think that's why, you know, we heard what happened in the Vegas game. You know, how many other days have there been where, you know, his clock was 25 minutes later than everybody else's clock.
And hey, if you were trying to build that type of situation, as Shoddy has said he is, it would make sense that you would, you know, want to hold him accountable or to not make an example out of this is what you do and get rewarded on this football team. You know, you certainly were willing to do it with players that had fallen out of favor. Are you making exceptions for George? It certainly
Hell
looks
yeah,
that
you
way
are.
To me.
Hell yeah, you are, because you know George is going to roll out of bed and get you 130.
I mean, he and there's some things that he does better than everybody else in the NFL. The ball's downfield, the yak, nobody does it better than
Draw
George
penalties.
Pickens. So, you know, I desperately want the Cowboys to signal that they're going to bring him back and fill out the other parts of the team. But I feel like it's been a very established track record that they will take care of the offense and then try to patch the defense together on whatever kind of shoestring budget they have and then hold their breath at their draft picks fill in the gaps. There is Hawks trade news. Reese Shea, Porzingis, Kennard, all out for Atlanta tonight. So this could be a precursor for a trade, as there's been quite a bit of reporting today on Anthony Davis. Shams said that his hand injury is going to require surgery. He'll be out multiple months. AD himself tweeted around 12:30 or so that there's a lot of lies going on these apps right now. And then Broadus reported for us earlier that AD wants to play through this without an operation.
Yeah, he didn't want surgery. Yeah.
So there's a lot of different irons in the fire, but the idea that he could avoid surgery, tough it out, do physical therapy, and then come back for a playoff contender in March or April, that is out there in refueling Mavs trade rumors. I think Blake Elliott's going to join us coming up at 5:20. He'll give us more details on that.